We come to the Hour One Nugget. This is what we've started calling this, H-O-N. And what's interesting is now you can get a podcast of these. And I'll get you the address of that podcast in moments. But you can find it always on Facebook because it's blasted all over the place. You can listen to these anytime you want to, especially if they're helpful to you. That's the main thing. We're looking at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and we've looked at verse 4, and we took a few days to do verse 4, actually. Verse 4 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous, nor boastful, nor proud." We've dealt with all of those things. Love isn't what love isn't, and we've also dealt with what love is. But we're going to continue with this because we go into verse 5 now, and it says literally, or rude. Love is not rude. To put it in context, love is not rude or boastful or proud. It certainly isn't rude. Quite often I think to myself, how many times have I been rude to the ones that I love? Now, this is the point I'm trying to make here. It isn't to say to you, look, you're doing this wrong, you see, because you can't put a tick in this box. I have already discovered that there is only one tick in all of these. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. There is one tick that I've managed so far. I don't know how you're doing. I mean, if you're listening to this each day and you're making a tick box, what am I talking about here? A tick box file, if you like. If you're listing these down and then ticking them off as you are able to do them. Well, in my mind, I'm doing that. And so far, I have found one that is not a problem to me, and that's jealousy. But you see, beloved, I am rude now and again. I really am. I mean, there are many, many examples of that in my own life, where I am supposed to love one another. I am supposed to love people, yet I'm rude to them. I'm rude to my own wife. I'm rude to people I love. And I don't mean to be. It just suddenly comes out. I've told you this before. I get a problem where things just go wrong, and I turn on a sixpence, and I don't know why that is. I would love to have peace and love and joy and comfort in my life 24 hours a day, but that, beloved, does not happen. And so therefore, when I'm preaching to you, let me tell you this. I am preaching to myself as well. And I get convicted as soon as I bring you a word, I get convicted. Let me tell you why that is. Because I never, ever prepare these words. I never, ever do. When I preach in church, I do not prepare the word. I've tried to prepare. I've spent hours in preparation on a preach. And I always mess it up because I lose where I am in my notes. So I've just said to the Holy Spirit, Lord, you need to do this because I can't do it otherwise. When I was at Bible college, this is a complete aside. When I was at Bible college, let me tell you, we had preaching practice on a Thursday night. And I never used to do it. I never used to do preaching practice because I never felt that I was called to preach. I know you're going to laugh, but that's the truth. And so therefore, I never practiced to preach. But ever since I've started preaching, and I feel that I picked up the mantle that my father dropped when he went on to live with the Lord, let me tell you, I do not prepare. I do not sit down and write copious notes. And I feel the Lord gives me what I need to be able to give. And it's all about him anyway, and he gets all the glory. But talking about rudeness, why should I not come before you now and humbly confess to you that there are so many faults in my life? No, beloved, I do not have all the answers. No, beloved, I do not have it all right. Many preachers, many ministers would have you believe that they've got everything sussed and they're okay. It's you that's the problem. Well, it's the other way around with me. And as I preach, the Lord convicts me of these things, and that is why I humbly come to you today, and I say to you that on occasion I am rude. I'll tell you what gets to me. When I get a phone call from somebody who wants to speak to me about something completely inane, and usually about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night when I'm sitting down to relax, and it's usually a salesman wanting to sell me something, and then they don't even pronounce my name correctly, they might well say, "Hello, is that Mr. Alduya? Oh, yes." And I say, "Yes." "But you pronounced my name wrong." And they say, "Oh, how do you pronounce your name?" And I say, "Aldous." And then they say again, "Ah, oh, Mr. Alduya, oh, yes." No, just read what my name says and then pronounce it. It's quite simple, isn't it? And then they proceed to want to sell me something. I'm afraid that raises my blood temperature, my blood pressure quite a bit. I'm not perfect, beloved. And I want the Lord to take away this rudeness in my life. Whenever I am rude, especially to my loved ones, I want the Lord to say, "Now, David, whoa, hold on. And little by little, beloved, he is doing that. He is convicting me of that. Because I want to get this love perfectly correctly. I want to be able to stand before you one day, or sit before you, as I am at the moment, and say to you, love is patient and kind, love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude, and I can tick every single one of those boxes. That is what I want to do." "Why are you so keen on doing that?" I hear you cry. Well, let me tell you. This, I believe, is perfect love. When you look at a person and say, "I love you," and then that relationship breaks down and you no longer love them, I humbly suggest this to you, that you didn't love them in the first place. You never loved them in the first place, and I'll tell you why. I know I'm jumping down, but I just want to do this really quickly. In verse 7, it says these words, "Love never gives up." In another version it says, "Love never fails." Well, if that's the truth, how can you be in love with somebody one day and then not love them the next day or the next year or the next decade or whatever? It's impossible. And therefore that love could not have been love in the first place. And I only want to deal with real love. I don't want to deal with pretend love any longer. I want to get it right, beloved. And I pray in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit is convicting you as I'm speaking to you. Are you rude on occasion? And if so, why are you rude? What can we do about this? Well, let me tell you, we can pray, beloved. We can pray. And we can ask the Holy Spirit to show us when we are being rude, so that that stops. We can ask the Holy Spirit to implant in our hearts and in our minds the way that Jesus would want us to love. Look at this scripture, for instance. Paul says this. He says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church." That's what we're supposed to do if we're married. We're supposed to love Christ, love our wives, as Christ loves the church. And how do you think Christ loves the church? Well, I can answer you that really quickly. It's like this. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way, it is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Get that word? Every circumstance. That is how Christ loves the church. And that is how husbands are supposed to love their wives. This is why I believe this list is so vitally important to all of us. Because we all need to love in this way. And I'm not talking, beloved, about the easy love. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the difficult love. The love that is really, really difficult. The love that is hard. That person that you can't stand, who irritates you beyond belief. Beloved, that has to change. Because we have to have Christ shining through our eyes when we speak to people, when we meet people, when we talk to people on the telephone. We need to have Christ shining through our eyes and not have this irritability, not have this rudeness, not have this uncouthness. We have to have the light of the living God shining through our eyes. It's really important. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for everyone who is listening to this broadcast right now who cannot put a tick in the box about rudeness. Father God, I pray, and you know me. Lord, you know that I'm including myself in this. Father, when we are rude, I pray in Jesus' name that you convict us immediately. Convict us immediately, Father. Your word says in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse, renew your mind. Father, that is what I pray for us now, that we renew our minds and understand what love actually is. Because, Father, you love us with an unconditional love, a love that never fails. I pray this now in the wonderful name of Jesus. We're going to worship now in spirit and in truth, beloved. If you've responded to that, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. And it won't be that long. It'll be quite soon, actually, that we will have our telephone system connected so that you will be able to ring in live on the program. You'll be able to ring in live and I'll be able to speak to you live on the air. How would that be? That's coming very, very soon because of a kind donation of £300 from somebody. I was so blessed by that donation, and that donation was specifically to purchase this telephone TBU equipment that we need to be able to do that. So with thanks to that particular wonderful donation that came in, we are able to do this. We are able to bring a telephone system on board so that if you want to, you can ring and I can speak to you live on the air. I can pray with you live on the air whilst we're worshiping in spirit and in truth. How cool is that? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go on with worship now. This is a great song from Israel Houghton, A New Breed, and it goes like this.
Hosanna.